Chapter 2. Peter's Coal Mine. "What fun!" said Mother in the dark, feeling for the matches on the table. How frightened the poor mice were! I don't believe they were rats at all. She struck a match and relighted the candle, and everyone looked at each other by its winky-blinky light. "Well," she said, "you've often wanted something to happen, and now it has. This is quite an adventure, isn't it? I told Mrs. Viney to get us some bread and butter and meat and things, and to have supper ready. I suppose she's laid it in the dining-room, so let's go and see." The dining-room opened out of the kitchen. It looked much darker than the kitchen when they went in with the one candle, because the kitchen was whitewashed, but the dining-room was dark wood from floor to ceiling, and across the ceiling there were heavy black beams. There was a muddled maze of dusty furniture, the breakfast-room furniture from the old home where they had lived all their lives. It seemed a very long time ago, and a very long way off. There was the table, certainly, and there were chairs, but there was no supper. "Let's look in the other rooms," said Mother, and they looked. And in each room was the same kind of blundering half-arrangement of furniture and fire-irons and crockery and all sorts of odd things on the floor, but there was nothing to eat. Even in the pantry there was only a rusty cake-tin and a broken plate with whitening mixed in it. "What a horrid old woman!" said Mother. "She's just walked off with the money and not got us anything to eat at all." "Then shan't we have any supper at all?" asked Phyllis, dismayed, stepping back onto a soap-dish that cracked responsively. "Oh, yes," said Mother, "only it'll mean unpacking one of those big cases that we put in the cellar. Phil, do mind where you're walking to, there's a dear. Peter, hold the light." The cellar door opened out of the kitchen. There were 5 wooden steps leading down. It wasn't a proper cellar at all, the children thought, because its ceiling went up as high as the kitchen's. A bacon-rack hung under its ceiling. There was wood in it, and coal, also the big cases. Peter held the candle, all on one side, while Mother tried to open the great packing-case. It was very securely nailed down. "Where's the hammer?" asked Peter. "That's just it," said Mother. "I'm afraid it's inside the box. But there's a coal-shovel, and there's the kitchen-poker." And with these she tried to get the case open. "Let me do it," said Peter, thinking he could do it better himself. Everyone thinks this when he sees another person.